In love. Many instantly think of the romantic version of in love. Hey, being in love is absolutely amazing when God writes your love story. And I praise God for my husband. And we've been in love and growing in love for years now. And we just can't thank God enough. We had to wait for each other, but believe me, it's more than worth the wait. So whether you're waiting right now, whether you're enjoying being in love, or whether you're missing your true love, let's focus together on the fact that something greater and beyond our comprehension is available to single, married, divorced, separated, widowed, no matter the marital status, available to everyone. God's love. When tempted to desire something good, strongly, and when tempted to focus on it more than God, it's really good to remember that God's love exceeds anything you want. When we are tempted to focus on something we desire, we tend then to ignore God or to try to use God. But you know what? God is God. And it's not good when we ignore him, to say, and that's an understatement. So let's deliberately focus on him and on his love today. God's love always continues for you. God's love never dies. God's love includes only what's best for you and me. God's love cannot be contained in the words of a sentence. His love surpasses every human expression. He loved us so much that he made a way for human beings who had totally rejected him to know him through salvation in Jesus Christ. God's love makes any good depiction of love in the movies pale into oblivion. God's love infinitely exceeds any need of any human being who has ever lived. Hey, every lie about your value finds its demise in the light of his love. You are irreplaceable, my friend. You are loved beyond any of your best dreams. And when you're tempted to doubt it, you just take God's word to heart. Choose to focus on his love, no matter how you feel, no matter what you see. Return to the fact that the best things are yet unseen, but remain intact. You can take God's word to heart. From Ephesians 1, quote, In love he predestined and lovingly planned for us to be adopted to himself as his own children through Jesus Christ, in accordance with the kind intention and good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace and favor, which he so freely bestowed on us in the beloved, his Son, Jesus Christ. You know, we who know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord must never stop focusing on the miraculousness of God's promises and his love. You know what? What's most important is that we convey the realness of God's love, the realness of Jesus Christ. Stop thinking about how we look to others, except just to see if they see us looking to Christ, that we obey him out of love, not legalism, and share his love with others in word and deed. In Hebrews 10:35-36, we are reminded vividly not to fling away our fearless confidence. Do not, therefore, fling away your fearless confidence, for it has a glorious and great reward, for you have need of patient endurance to bear up under difficult circumstances without compromising, so that when you have carried out the will of God, you may receive and enjoy to the full what is promised. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. We confess our sins, and we're sorry for ignoring you. Please cleanse us and fill us. We confess you as Savior and Lord. We believe you died on the cross for us. We receive you, Jesus. We repent of our sin, and we turn to you now. Just help us to love you with all of ourselves, and help us to love all neighbors with your love. Pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Pray for all pastors, churches. Pray for veterans, the persecuted church. Pray for military families, missionaries. Just pray for everyone listening, that you would draw all of us close to yourself. Just help us to love you and love others. We bless your name and praise you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Tell someone about God's love and do it with action. Do something out of love for him and give him credit for it. And it can only be done when we rely only on him. Yes, God's love is real. So enjoy being in his love this week.